Let us pray together. Oh, our God and our Father, as we come now to a time of hearing from your word, we do ask that you would speak to us. That, Lord, you would give us ears to hear what your Spirit would say to us. May you open our hearts and our minds to hear the word of truth. May we hear of Christ tonight, and may we love him. Father, I do pray that you would give me utterance as I preach. May I know the freedom of the Spirit, and may I faithfully set forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray all these things for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, a story is told, and there is some debate over if it is a true story or merely a story written to sell newspapers, of a town known as Roaring Camp in the US during the wild days of the gold rush. Now, this town, Roaring Camp, had a reputation for being the worst of the worst. In Roaring Camp, it was said that if you had a disagreement with someone over a game of cards, then you settled it with revolvers in the high street. You shot at each other. It was also reported that to die of natural causes in Roaring Camp was rare indeed. Now, in this community, there was only one woman, a lady named Sal, and she didn't have the best of reputations. But eventually, she ended up pregnant. However, she died in childbirth. Now, the men of Roaring Camp buried Sal, and then they decided to do the right thing by the baby. They said, "We will raise him as everyone's son." So the men took the baby and they wrapped him in some dirty old rags. But as they did so, they realized that wasn't good enough for a newborn baby. So one of the men decided to take an 80-mile journey via mule train to purchase a rosewood cradle, lace pillows, and fine clothes for the baby. When he came back, the men then set up the cradle, the pillows, and dressed the baby well, and they placed him in a room where he would sleep. But when they did that, they noticed that the room where the baby was to sleep was dirty. So these tough and hardened men decided to work together to clean it up. They scrubbed, they painted, they even hung curtains. But despite the clean room, they found the baby would not sleep because Roaring Camp was a roaring place. It was noisy. But soon word got out, the baby can't sleep, so the roaring was dropped. And it became a quiet camp. Through the day, as the men worked in the mines, they would take the baby with them. But since mines were dirty and unsafe, the men thought it would be best to plant some flowers for the baby to rest in while they worked. When they did that, they realized that if the mine is dirty, then they too must be dirty. So these hardened miners began to clean themselves up. They shaved, they washed, they put on all kinds of smelly things to make themselves nice for the baby. And the end of the story says it is amazing how one baby changed the mining town. The birth of a child can change everything. The birth of a baby changes the lives of those around that child. I know my life was radically changed when my first child came along, and it continued to change with each subsequent child. Those of us who are parents know just how much impact a child can have on your life. I never thought I was a selfish person until I got married, and I realized I was. I thought I got on top of that selfishness. Then I had a child. And I realized, guess what? I'm still selfish. Children change everything. Children radically change our lives. When a little person arrives on the scene, our whole way of life, our whole way of thinking changes from that point. And while it's true that our children will change our lives and perhaps the lives of the people that know that child, most of our children will never grow up to leave a lasting impact on their society. Most children will not grow up to change the world forever. And there's nothing wrong with that. We need good and ordinary ways of life. However, at Christmas, we remember a child that came along and changed everything. A special child who grew up and changed the life of his parents, who changed the life of his town, who changed his nation, and indeed has changed the nations of the world. The impact of this one child, Jesus Christ, is still felt tonight. People say, well, how can a child born 2,000 years ago impact the world? Well, the mere fact that we are here remembering him and singing songs about him tells us that this child is unique. You're not singing songs about any other child that was born 2,000 years ago. You're not having special church services to remember a child that was even born 50 years ago. But here we are, some 2,000 plus years after the birth of Jesus Christ, yet we still come together from people from all different backgrounds and all different contexts. We all come together to remember the birth of a child. A child that changed everything. A child that turned the world upside down. A child who literally split time in two, to the point where we now have our calendars from before his birth and after him. Everything has changed by Jesus Christ. Our whole society revolves around Christ. He is the most admired man. He is the most followed man. And he's also the most hated man in human history. Jesus Christ changes everything. But the question we have to ask is this: what makes Jesus so special that we stop to remember him? What makes Jesus so special that everything changed because of him? And why does that even matter to you and I? Well, to answer those questions, we actually need to look at what the angel announced to Joseph at that first Christmas. In the Gospel of Matthew, we have the angel coming to Joseph and saying, Joseph, I'm going to tell you about a baby that Mary's going to have. That child will change everything. Now, I'm going to assume that all of us have a basic understanding of the Christmas story. We know the big picture story, that there was a young lady, Mary, who had never known a man, who was unmarried, whom God said, I am going to show grace towards. She was a young lady who rejoiced in God, her Savior. She was a sinner who came to know and love Christ. And God came to her and said, I am going to place a child in your womb, and you're going to be the mother of Messiah. And Mary gave birth to that babe, and that babe is Jesus. We know the big picture story. But as we look at the child that was born, I want us to focus in on him and discover why it is he came to this earth and how that impacts us directly tonight. The message of Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, still impacts us tonight. So let us look at Christ and find out what makes Jesus so special. In Matthew 1:21, we read of the work of Jesus, the unique calling of Jesus that sets him apart from everyone else. In Matthew 1:21, the angel speaking to Joseph said, and she, that is Mary, will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. In this statement, by this angel, we see the big reason for why Jesus came. We are told in this text that Christ came to this world to do something very special. Namely, he came to save his people from their sins. That is the reason Christ came, to save his people from their sins. Now, straight away, when we hear that, when we hear what the angel says, we should stop and consider the statement. We shouldn't rush past the calling that Christ has in this passage. We should consider what it means to save his people from their sins. To say that Jesus came to save his people from our sins means that we should stop and go, what is sin and why do I need saving from it? The Bible tells us that sin is breaking of God's law. Jesus has come to save us from the fact that we have all rebelled against God. Now, I know that's not a popular message in today's culture, but it's true. And we're not going to understand the reason for Jesus coming until we understand the fact that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. See, Jesus has come to save his people from their sins. What is sin? Sin is going against what God has said. Now, all of us have done wrong. I've done wrong. We've all sinned against our Creator. Sin is breaking the Ten Commandments. For instance, lying or stealing, lusting, hating, blaspheming, failing to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. None of us have kept the law of God perfectly. All of us have done wrong. And breaking that law is called sin. And this is why Jesus comes. This is why the birth of Christ is vitally important for us. Because we are told he will save us from our sins. We are told that Jesus will be the rescuer. Which creates another question, why do we need rescue? Yes, we've sinned, but do we really need a rescuer from our sin? Well, think of it like this. Sin is breaking God's law. If you break the law, there's a consequence. Tonight, when you're going home, if you decide to speed, one or two of the policemen that seem to govern all of New Quay might pull you over. And he might say, you're speeding. Where have you come from? And you'll say, I've come from church. And I say, well, you shouldn't be speeding then. But you say, I'm in a hurry to get home. I want to go home. It's been a long day. And the officer said, doesn't matter, you're speeding. There's a consequence for your actions. You break the law, here's a fine, Merry Christmas. If you break the law, there's always going to be a consequence. And the same is true with God. God is just and good. And God says, if we break his law, because he is just, because he is good, he must punish sin. There's a consequence for breaking God's law. And the Bible says the consequence for our law breaking, for our sin, is death and judgment. It's death and hell for all eternity. The Bible says the soul that sins, it shall die, and the wages of sin is death. And that's terribly bad news. And you go, well, hang on, what's this have to do with Christmas? This is what makes Christmas needed. I once heard a preacher say, we have that popular slogan, Jesus is the reason for the season. And it's true. But he said, what we need to realize is that you are the reason for the season also. Because if you hadn't sinned, if humanity hadn't rebelled against God, then there would be no need for the rescuer. You see, we have sinned and therefore we need Christ to come. God must punish wrongdoing, but the angel says there's good news. You shall name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. This is why we celebrate. This is why we sing songs such as Joy to the World. It's a joyous thing to know that our sin no longer has to bring about judgment and death and hell. It's a joyous thing to know that there is hope. Because Jesus has come to save his people from their sins. The birth of Jesus Christ changes everything. The one who is born is the rescuer. He has come to this earth to rescue us, to deliver us from the power of darkness. He has come to pay the penalty that his people deserve. He has come to take the judgment that all his people should face. And you might hear that and say, well, hang on, how can a mere baby do all that? And that's the big point of Christmas. Jesus is not just a mere baby. Yes, he is truly human, but he's also truly God. Jesus Christ is God the Son, coming into this world to rescue us. Our sin is so great that no mere human can rescue us from it. Rather, it takes God becoming man to dwell amongst us in order that we might be rescued. As it says in Matthew 1, verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. We are told even in our passage that Jesus is special, Jesus is unique. He's the rescuer, he is God with us. We celebrate Christmas tonight. We sing songs about the birth of Jesus. Because the rescuer, God himself, has come to this earth to save us. We celebrate, we sing wonderful carols full of hope and joy, because the rescuer, God himself, left the glories of heaven and he came to this earth to dwell amongst us, to take the penalty our sin demanded. You see, as we look at Christmas, we should be reminded of the fact that God hasn't abandoned us. God has not left us in the dark. Rather, he comes and he dwells amongst us. Jesus comes to this earth. He comes as a babe in a manger, but he did not stay as a baby in a manger. Rather, he grew up and he lived a perfect life. He never broke God's law once. He never sinned once. Jesus is perfect. And then at about the age of 33, Jesus performed a rescue that we desperately needed. And the way that rescue was shown was by the fact that Jesus said, I would pay the penalty that sin demands. Our sin says death and judgment. What does Jesus do? Well, he goes to the cross and he dies the death his people should die. He takes the judgment his people should have upon themselves. He is our substitute on the cross. He has come to save his people from their sins. Jesus is the one who died in our place. He is our substitute. Think of it like this. Imagine you're watching the football. As you're watching the football, you see your favorite player on the field get injured. Well, what happens when that occurs? Well, that player is taken off and a substitute player comes on and plays the game in the place of the injured player. And that's what Jesus does. Our sin said death and judgment, but Christ comes onto the field. He comes into the world. He lives the life that we could never live. He lives a perfect life. And then he goes to the cross and he pays the penalty our sin demanded. And he does it all out of love. We didn't deserve this. We didn't deserve Christ to do this. None of us deserve the innocent to die for the guilty. None of us deserve Jesus coming to take our judgment. But we rejoice and we celebrate and we have Christmas and everything has changed because God himself has come to do that. In an act of free grace, in an act of love, he comes and he says, I will save my people from their sins. You see, Jesus Christ dies on the cross. He's buried in the tomb. But then on the third day, he rises again from the dead, proving that death has been defeated and that he is truly the giver of life and the rescuer. See, this is why we celebrate Christmas. We no longer have to face judgment. We no longer have to face death and hell because the Savior has come. The rescuer has come into the world. This is why everything has changed, because people the world over have sinned against God, but people the world over have been rescued by Jesus. And we celebrate because light came into the world. We celebrate because God has come to us. And he offers us forgiveness of sins. And that's how Christmas directly impacts us. This is not just some factual information that we have to wrestle with and go, that's a nice story. But the message of Jesus is personal to you and I. It applies to you and I. The coming of Christ, Christmas, is something that directly impacts us. See, at Christmas, it reminds us that you and I desperately need a Savior. It reminds us that we are in desperate need of rescue. And Christmas points to that rescuer. He shall save his people from their sins. But notice from our text, it's Jesus who does the saving. It's Jesus who does the rescuing. The text doesn't say, and Jesus will save those who have worked very hard and been very religious and done good deeds from their sins. It doesn't say that. The text doesn't say, and he will save all those all those people have done enough good deeds, and when they've got to 99% of the way, then I'll pull them across the line. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say you are saved by grace after all that which you can do? It doesn't say it. It doesn't say he will save those who have been baptized. He will save those who partake of the sacraments. He will save those who read their Bible. It doesn't say that. It simply says Jesus does the saving. We can't save ourselves. We can't rescue ourselves. If we could, there was no need for Jesus. If we could rescue ourselves from our sin, we wouldn't have Christmas. The mere fact we have Christmas says we are in desperate need of a rescuer. We're in desperate need of the Saviour. And Jesus Christ is that Saviour. He's the one who came to save us, and therefore celebrate. Declare his wonder. Stand amazed at the one who says to you and I tonight, if you would come to him, if you would turn from your sin, which the Bible calls repentance. Stand in awe of the one who says, if you would repent and trust in Jesus, then you'll be completely forgiven. You'll be completely rescued. And you'll be made brand new. See, at Christmas we give gifts because Jesus is the gift given for us. And Jesus still offers gifts tonight. He offers the gift of forgiveness of sin to all those who would trust in him. You see, the amazing thing is that God loves sinful people. God loves those who are unlovely. And he says, I love you and I'm prepared to forgive you if you would turn from your sins and trust that Jesus died and rose again. See, Christmas demands a response. We can't sit back indifferently and go, well, that's nice, Jesus came to save his people from their sins. Let's hurry up and have a candy cane and go home. We can't do that. No, we have to look and say, Jesus has come to save his people from their sins. Has he rescued me? Has he rescued me? Has he rescued you? Have you been rescued by Christ? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus tonight? Have you come to the one who is so loving and kind? Have you come to the God who loves sinners and said, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Please forgive me. I know I have sinned. And I want to turn from and trust in you. Have you done that? Have you trusted in Christ? See, Christmas says Jesus has come to rescue us. But would you be rescued tonight? Right now, wherever you're sitting, no matter your background, where you're from, I want you to think about your sin. Think about the fact that you have broken God's law. I've done it. We've all sinned. But then think about the wonderful love of God shown in the giving of Jesus. Think about the one who was born, who came to save his people from their sins. Think about the one who then grew up and went to the cross and died for sinners. Think about 3 days after that, when the tomb was empty. Think about all that and then turn from your sins and come and trust in Jesus alone. See, Christmas tells us that rescue is available, it is free, and it cannot be earned. You just need to come to Christ and trust in him. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Tonight I plead with you, if you haven't already, trust in the Saviour. Trust in Christ. He's a wonderful master. Tonight, if you're here and you say, well, I've never trusted in Jesus and I would like to, then please talk to me afterwards. I'd be more than happy to point you to Christ and to pray with you. Also, if you might say, well, I'm interested, I want to learn more information, if that's the case, I'll have these booklets available out the back as you go out called Why on Earth Did Jesus Come? Please take one of those booklets if you want to find out more information about who Christ is and what he has done. They're free of charge. Take them. Read them, and then come to know Jesus Christ. See, our whole desire is that we want to see Christ glorified through rescuing sinners. He rescued me, and I want to see him rescue more. So tonight, remember that Jesus who came to save his people from their sins. And if you'd like to talk further, please chat to me afterwards. I'll be more than happy to pray with you and to point you to Christ. And again, if you'd like a free booklet, please take one on the way out. Remember Jesus, his love, his mercy, and the fact that he came to rescue sinners. Let's pray together. Oh, our God and our Father, we thank you for the message of Christmas, the message that you have given us, reminding us that Jesus has come into the world to save sinners. Tonight, Lord, I do ask that you would be amongst us, that, Father, you would search us and know us, that, Father, that there's people here tonight that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you would please draw them to the Son, that this night you would grant repentance and faith and bring them into your kingdom. Oh, Lord, we are so thankful that you loved us with an everlasting love, that you came to rescue us, Lord Jesus, even though we didn't deserve rescue. May we celebrate that, may we remember that, and may we embrace that truth. We pray these things for Jesus' sake. Amen.